This is Mr. Whoopi coming to you from AboveTopSecret.com in a continuing pod thread called The Biggest Pitfalls on ATS, started by Relentless with a reply. My dear, you don't have to worry about not growing. It would be easier to stop the sun from shining or the season from changing than to stop the growth of the eternal soul. You're going to go on, you're going to learn more, you're going to change your beliefs as you go along. I mean, right now you may think, wow, I finally found the beliefs I want to believe in, but they will change, they will evolve. I suppose I do believe in evolution because I've witnessed the evolution of my own development over the years. I have had different beliefs, and as they have fallen away, I have had more beliefs. And I hope my beliefs will continue to grow and change, that I will have new understandings, new ideas, a new future, just a new basis for my being. I could not imagine that, you know, next week I'm going to be the same person that I am today. I think that's why I like being a part of ATS. Everyone here questions, they challenge, they reach for something bigger and brighter and better, and nothing is beyond doubt. This is a site where people can learn and grow. That's why I come here. That's why I've been here almost a year now. Because you can learn about anything you want to learn about. You can continue to reach forward. You continue to grow. And I understand that you're happy with where you're at. But you can also be happy along the entire journey. Oh, yeah, there's going to be pitfalls, you know, where you have to let go of loved ones when they pass along. I think anyone that is happy 24 hours a day, 7 days a week is probably insane. I mean, there's going to be times when you get mad, and you have a right to get mad. I mean, there's nothing wrong with getting mad. There's nothing wrong with exploring your emotions. You're a human being, you have emotions, and you have a right to go through them. People who don't go through them need to see a doctor. You're not a healthy, happy human being unless you do experience those emotions. But happiness, when I say happiness is a choice, I mean that most of the time. Most of the time your outlook on life is bright. You can see the future even when you're in a hole. And you look up and say, okay, I'm going to get out of this hole. I'm going to crawl out of it and I'm going to make it to the top of the mountain. A lot of people don't do that. A lot of people see themselves in a hole and they think that that hole is the only thing they're going to be in for the rest of all eternity. And that has nothing to do with reality. That only has to do with their perspective on life. And I'm glad you're happy. I'm glad you're working your way through your own path. I'm glad the path is giving you challenges. It wouldn't be worth walking if it wasn't. The challenges make you stronger. They make me stronger. Trust me, I have them on the path I'm walking. I say I'm a spiritual anarchist, that I want to overthrow all religions. And that's true in my own life, and I've done that. But I wouldn't wish it upon another person. Because once you turn away from the dogma, once you turn away from being told how to think, you have to start learning how to think on your own. You have to start trusting God instead of man. You have to look at ideas that come to you from out of the blue, and you have to ask yourself if they're valid or not. It's, you know, religion is an easy path. It really is. I wish I could live my life being told how to think, but I can't. I've gone totally off track here. Anyway, I understand you're happy. I wish you nothing but happiness on the path you've decided to walk. And I wish that for all my brothers and sisters. This is Mr. Whoopi. Good night, folks.